The Outlet. The talk of Southland.
Welcome to The Outlet. I'm your host, Brent Harbour. In this podcast, I talk to Dominique and Jean about Ginge the Cat. Now, Ginge spends a lot of his time visiting various places in Te Anau. So much so, he even has his own Facebook page. From attending church services to exploring art hubs, boats and supermarkets, we talk about his favourite spots. And is it time for a statue of him?
Local voices, local info, The Outlet, the talk of Southland.
Dominique and Jean, welcome to The Outlet podcast.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, we're going to talk about Ginge. Ginge is a bit of an interesting character, that's for sure. So, Dominique, can you tell me a bit about Ginge's personality and what makes him so loved in the Te Anau community?
Yes, Ginge is a funny little character in Te Anau. He is definitely a sassy character, but people say he's some sort of gentleman type. I think what makes him loved is his friendliness and the confidence to think he can go anywhere he wants because he thinks he's kind of like the boss of Te Anau, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, maybe the mayor of Te Anau. Do you think that'll be a good occupation for Ginge?
Yeah, exactly.
Maybe the king, if he comes from lion descendancy.
Of course, I think the king, that sounds King Ginge, that sounds good already. Let's start that campaign. So, I mean, Ginge does seem quite adventurous and likes to make appearances at various locations around town. So what are some of the more memorable or amusing adventures that Ginger's got up to?
Well, a pretty funny adventure of his is he went inside the chicken coop in the primary school, definitely trying to hide from paparazzi because so many cameras around him all the time. And another one is he tried to get on somebody's boat without paying, so he kind of had to shoo him off. So we had to pick him up from there as well. A little rascal.
You seem to spend a lot of time driving around town trying to find Ginge.
Yeah, eventually I actually bought some ear tags.
Oh, okay.
So that he has an ear tag on him now, and he's lost his collar once, but we managed to find it again. But yes, we can normally pinpoint him at some point during the day as to either where he's been or where he might be heading towards.
Well, that must be a pretty interesting map.
Well, I wish it did map it, but no, unfortunately it doesn't map it.
Oh,
someone has suggested we should get if there's a GoPro for a cat, we should buy that.
That's perfect, because that could be the next thing for Ginge, a reality TV show. I think that's what we need.
That's right.
That's awesome. Now, Ginge does frequent a lot of local shops, tried to follow somebody into a chiller. So how do the local businesses kind of react when Ginge comes visiting?
Most of the time, they're pretty welcoming with him, taking pictures and videos of this like funny little cat that's taking a little tiki tour around their shop. We've had a few shoo him away, but they don't want him getting into stuff or anything. I get that, but yeah, mostly welcoming and amused.
I'm sure. I mean, if he's in the chicken coop and he didn't attack the chickens, well, that's a good start, right?
Oh, I'm very surprised he didn't attack the chickens.
I've got to admit that maybe he gets away with a little bit more than other cats because of his celebrity status. We're keeping him inside for a few days because over the last week, we've had calls about four times from Fresh Choice to come and pick him up. So they're very, very nice, but I'm sure it must be getting frustrating for them a little bit.
Maybe just doing a check on the prices for you, Gene. That's what Ginger's up to.
Oh, maybe. Maybe. You go, hey, look, there's some chicken in there. That's just fine.
Hey, well, let's talk about some of the places that Ginge goes to then, Dominique. So I've seen photos of Ginge at a church service, looking around some of the art hubs. Seems to have a pretty diverse range of interest there. So apart from Fresh Choice, any other places that you think Ginge likes to visit the most?
Yeah, he used to like going to Real NZ and Southern Discoveries a lot. It's like on the other side of town. But he went to the primary school a lot. The primary kids thought he was theirs because the primary school came over to our school for a day and Ginge turned up to our school, the high school. I picked him up. They tried to take him from my arms and said, oh no, that's our primary school cat. I'm like, no, he's not. He's my cat. But that's okay. I'm glad the kids are liking him.
And there's Southern Stars as well.
Oh, yeah, Southern Stars.
Southern Stars is a preschool in town, and he often will go. Sometimes it seems like he does have this map, internal map, you know, Southern Stars, the primary school, Real NZ, and he kind of does his daily visits.
Well, I saw some photo about trying to get on a boat to go see the glowworms. Has that been achieved yet?
It is not achieved, but I'm pretty sure I got told by someone he went for a swim in the lake, had a little refresher.
Wow.
Yeah.
This cat is really getting around. So, I mean, yeah, Ginger's popularity is sort of, it's growing. Are there any plans to maybe feature Ginge in local events to celebrate his role in the community?
We didn't really think about that yet, but like if any businesses are open to have him as like an ad or something to like lift their business up with Ginge, we're pretty open for the idea.
We have joined with Central Archives, and I suggested to them that maybe if we got photos of Ginge in a business, we could give the businesses the Ginge tick of approval. And they've actually been doing that.
I think there's some marketing opportunities, and with the amount of petrol you have to use to drive around picking up Ginge, maybe you can get some money back, Gene. That might be the way to go.
That's awesome. Yeah.
Oh, this is so good. So, I mean, if people want to follow Ginge online, Dominique, what's the best way to do that?
I've created a Facebook page a little while ago, Ginge D Tiano Cat, and on Facebook is a public page. We've just made it over 300 people now. Yes, welcome to everybody. We have a chat as well to talk about where he's been and the encounters he's had with people. I've also had my friend told me, imagine if Ginge got a statue of him in Tiānao. Once, like, if he passed away, got a statue of him to represent him in Tiānao.
I was just thinking that. I was thinking, you know, a statue, I mean, it brings people to town, right? So I think a giant statue of Ginge, like the Awakuni carrot.
Yeah.
And a few other things, I think that would be the centre point in town.
Definitely, definitely.
Oh, well, it's been really great chatting to you today. Ginge is on another mission at the moment. Oh, actually, no, indoors at the moment, right? Just keeping away from Fresh Choice. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate your time. Thank you so much.
Thanks,
Brent.
On Buzzsprout, Spotify, Apple, wherever you get your podcasts. The Outlet,
the talk of Southland.
Thanks for listening to The Outlet. The Outlet is produced and published by the Southland app and supported with funding from the New Zealand Public Interest Journalism Fund. The Outlet is available on the Outlet button of your Southland app and wherever you get your podcasts.